the 30s, they started to inoculating people and vaccinating people, and it has pretty much gotten under control.
Okay. Do you know what Rocky Mountain fever is? Mm-hmm. Is that something people get around here at all, or do you hear of that at all?
Used to hear more than what you do now. Okay. People would kill rabbits. That's one thing I didn't mention that we do have here, rabbits and jackrabbits, mm-hmm. snowshoe rabbits and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. People used to, if you was out on the farm and used to kill a rabbit and eat it, just like you would kill a chicken and eat it. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing that you could get from eating tainted meat.
Would you die from it?
Yes, you could.
Okay. Is there a cure for it? Do you necessarily die from it, or is it?
No, but you could be darned awful sick.
Yeah.
And Rocky Mountain fever, I think, is caused by a tick also.
Yeah.
That from a rabbit or a deer or...
I've heard of that. So it sounds like it can be caused by a couple...
Yes.
A couple different things. Okay. Do people ever use it around here to talk about just sort of altitude sickness or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially now that we have the gambling and so many people come from all over the world and the fossa beds out here, we hear a lot about altitude sickness.
Okay. What is something, if you cut yourself really badly, there might be a word for it. Or if you're in war, people get these things and they're called, you know what I'm getting at it all. It's spelled W-O-U-N-D.
A wound?
Yeah. Do you ever use the term sickly?
Mm-hmm.
How do you use that?
Like when you have the flu or a cold or
okay.
headache.
Do you ever use it to talk about someone who seems to be sick more often than not? That someone is sickly?
I usually call them hypochondriacs.
One other thing is when a person can't hear, they're said to be...
deaf.
Okay.
Hard of hearing like I am.
Last little section here. Is there another word for sunrise that you use?
Dawn.
Okay, and what about sunset?
Usually call it sunset.
Okay.